If you've been told to pull up your socks recently, then make sure it's a pair of RCR socks. Visit www.realitycheck.radio/shop.
Truth is here, the truth is here. Truth is here, the truth is here. Truth is here, the truth is here. I said the truth is here, the truth is here. I want.
I wanna be free. Free. Don't wanna be judged. Don't wanna be me.
I don't care if I offend you. I was born to upset you.
I hope one day they finally see the truth. God, we need to
ask. Here the truth is here. I want.
Truth is here. The truth is here. Truth is here, the truth is here. Truth is here, the truth is here. I said the truth is here, the truth is here. I want
the truth! You can't handle the truth!
Muriora Tifano, Tobias Tahi here. You're listening to the replay edition of The Truth Speaker Show, Mother's Day edition, from Monday, the 13th of May. Today's show was 100% dedicated to our powerful wahine, our mama. Our mothers, our women. With music from Pink Floyd, Trevor Hall, Tupac, NF, Elvis, Sade, Faith Hill, Yellow Wolf, Bill Withers, and more. You can listen to a replay live stream edition of today's show tonight from 10 p.m. and again on Saturday from 2 p.m. Due to copyright restrictions, we are unable to have full shows up on permanent replay, so be sure to catch them on the live stream for that full experience. The Truth Speaker Show live streams on Monday and Thursdays at 1 p.m. with a replay live stream edition of both shows airing at 10 p.m. on that same day. Check out our website www.realitycheck.radio/truth-speaker for replays and more information about replay times.
You're listening to The Truth Speaker Show with Tobias Tahi, the replay edition on RCR, Reality Check Radio. Send us your feedback to inbox@realitycheck.radio.
The truth is here. The truth is here. And today on The Truth Speaker Show, we pay homage to the mothers of the world, the mothers of our nation, biological, powerful, ovary having mothers. Our powerful wahine who have been up against the insanity that is men pretending to know, understand, fathom, or even have a glimpse of the power that a mother has, the power that a mother is. Our mothers are literal life pulls between realms, and nobody can pretend to know what that feels like or even try to take that away from our women, our mothers. So today's show is to honor you. Mother's Day was yesterday. We will, however, celebrate you here today on The Truth Speaker Show with Tobias Tahi for RCR, Reality Check Radio. The green agenda, climate change agenda, global warming agenda is all one thing. We see it. We see the damage the likes of the cobalt industry is causing with the mining, not only to the environment, but to the literal human slaves that are being used to mine the cobalt to go into your EV batteries, your devices, and everything smart. We understand that global warming is a tax justification, climate lockdown agenda justifications, control, fear, mass hysteria, and behind closed doors, big corporation deals. We get it. We see it. But there is also a reverse psychology at play here, causing people to not want to care about the environment because they feel to do so means they are being fooled by the climate change narrative and agenda. This, to me personally, is the exact reverse psychology they want you to fall for. We need to remember we are dealing with people who hold the playbook on how humans behave, humans react, and how humanity will react when pressed a certain way. How humans will go that way, thinking it's rebelling against the agenda, when in fact it's the exact hand they want you to play and exactly the reaction they want from you. I've been in corridor with people talking about how we have to make sure, I was talking about how we have to make sure this earth, Papatūānuku, thrives and is healthy for generations to come. And they looked me square in the eyes and said, I'm not falling for that climate change agenda crap. So they basically told me they don't care about polluting our natural nāhere, our forests. They don't care about the endless amounts of rubbish in our oceans killing wildlife, which is also our food source. They don't care about the rivers, our streams, our awa, being absolutely polluted and unable to be utilized, swam in, and enjoyed. They simply don't want to keep our country clean, natural, and healthy, because they feel to do so means they are saying they have fallen for the climate change narrative and agenda. Now, this to me is absolute egoic insanity. And when you take a step back and take another look, this is actually falling for the true agenda. The agenda is to push climate change so hard that people stop caring about the natural world in order to feel like they are rebelling or prove that they haven't fallen for the climate change agenda. But that's exactly what these psychopaths at the top of the human pyramid scheme truly want, is for people to not care about the environment, the natural world, because those are our resources. And if we poison that, then they have control over the food supply, with the justification that humanity have poison the natural world, so they need to step in and moderate the food supplies. The natural world is our most powerful tool. We must keep her healthy for generations to come, because she provides freedom. Don't be so anti the agenda that you fall for the reverse psychology and start acting in the exact manner they knew humans would when pushing back against their climate change narrative. For me, to be aware of the agenda, the climate change narrative, the global warming narratives and agendas, yet still keep your country clean, non-polluted, free of rubbish, ocean and beaches clean. That is the true rebellion. Knowing the bullshit while still keeping Papatua Nuku healthy and thriving is the true win. Don't fall for that 5D chess reverse psychology being played by the psychopathic global elites. Now, I'd love to hear your thoughts around that or any questions you may have. Text 2057 or email inbox at realitycheck.radio. Those songs make me want to pick up the phone and call my own mother. In fact, I would just like to give a quick nod to her. I mean, I could take up an entire show talking about her because she's just that special to us. But the one thing that I will speak on is her strength and power a few years back to stand up and do something in order to still be here in our lives today, which was pick up the courage to pack up and go into a residential rehab, getting clean and sober, which gave us our mother back. I know addiction is something a lot of you would have either experienced or had whānau go through or are still going through, so I'm sure you can relate. But to think back to her basically being a shell of the woman we all knew and know, to now being an absolute powerhouse again and in a place in her life where all she does is help others, clean and sober, and to be here to see her grandchildren grow, all because she found something so deep inside her to agree to pack up, go to rehab, get her life back after decades of pain and self-inflicted torment. Inspiring woman, heeding a hākuikui. I hope this little story inspires you or someone you love to make those changes and regain your life back. You will not regret it. Let me know if addiction is something you wish to talk or hear more about on the Truth Speaker Show. Flick me a text 2057 or an email inbox at realitycheck.radio. I've thrown in some songs that outline a more harsh, real-world reality and truth. This is because that's reality and life isn't all fairies and rainbows. When I personally hear music that is coming from the writer's soul, speaking their cold, raw, harsh truth, I feel that a lot more and can often relate to it better. It's the polarity of all that is, positive and negative. And I know a lot of you may not have great relationships with your mother, or maybe you are a mother without a great relationship with your children currently, which a lot of you will have experienced after the vaccination drama ripped holes through whānau. So I think it is more than appropriate to honor those who may still be healing their relationships with songs that aren't outlining the positives, but speaking the raw realities. Which also includes mother's passing, the struggle of being raised by a solo mother, which holds its own journey, struggle, and reality for those of us that were, through to the real, raw life elements that mothers face. So as much as today's show has been to honor our mothers, I've made sure we kept it 100 and include the real, raw, harsh realities of life in here too, to honor our mothers, today for this Mother's Day special here on the Truth Speaker Show with Tobias Tahi for RCR Reality Check Radio. I would like to quickly dig into the emails and read a few messages from you guys that came through from last week's show. Side note, I hit the play button on a couple of misfired songs on that show last Thursday. On reflection, that show wasn't my best work, which is a shame being the first show back. I did seem to stumble out the gate on that one, so aroha mai if you were scratching your heads on a few of my song selections. But that's the way things go sometimes. Hopefully this show redeemed that misfire. All right, we have a message from Dave the Mad Scotsman. RCR is back. Loving the tunes, Tobias. It's great to have you and the team back on the airwaves, bringing a fresh frequency of truth and light. Which was then followed by, Kia ora, Tobias. It's great you are back. Loving your music. I thought your Climbing the Mountain video was wonderful and well done for introducing men's health into the mix. I love your new song too. What a loving, wise dad you are. Look forward to hearing even more local music and more of your wisdom. With aroha, Heather. Thank you, Heather. As always, I appreciate your emails. Then this message came through from Sal. Welcome back. We have so missed your music and your wise words for our young men. Well, all men, really. But so looking forward to your new show next week. Super excited that you are going to have a platform for Kiwi musicians to have their music heard. And this new guy, sorry, I forget his name, but he is going to be on your show from now on, giving advice to our men who seem so lost in this world we live in, teaching men to be good men and great fathers. Wow, bring it on. Thank you so much for all you do, Tobias. You are such an inspiration to many. Thank you, Sal. I appreciate that message. And the person you are referring to is my friend Joe Blade, who is on that journey to inspire men and make sure men grow to become the powerful, masculine version of themselves that they need to be. So I am also excited to start bringing him on the show for a regular segment and a regular spot, just to have a bit of a back and forth chat about how men, us as men, I'll be learning things as well in that, how we can continue to grow and better ourselves and just be a powerful force to be reckoned with. Thank you, Sal. And on that note, let's flow into the last two songs of the show. This next song is to honor my son's mum, who I am forever indebted to for being the life portal of my son. And I may as well drop a Truth Speaker listener's announcement here and now. Just between you and I, she is currently carrying our daughter, who will arrive earthside in 3 short months. So I cannot even begin to find the right words to honor her and say how I truly feel deep in my heart of hearts. Except for the fact that I appreciate you. I appreciate the sacrifice you make, the way you sacrifice your body, your sleep, your mind, your energy, your everything in order to bring our tamariki into this realm, into this life. Without you, I wouldn't be half the dad that I am to our son, and will continue to learn and be guided by you with our daughter. We are changing the world, raising our ones differently, raising our ones against any form of indoctrination, any form of conforming to the so-called norm. Outside of society's expectations, non-immunized children, no device, no TV, no sugar, or no poisonous apparent treats, just grounded, connected, loving, wise children. And I am blessed that they have a mother whose values align with mine, and we are on this journey together. Thank you for all of it.
You're now listening to the Truth Speaker Show with Tobias Tahi, right here on your very own Reality Check Radio, RCR, your home for music with a side of truth and freedom.
Thank you for tuning in to RCR, Reality Check Radio. If you like what you're listening to or dislike what you're listening to, either way, we want to hear from you. Get in touch with us now. You can text us with your message to 2057, that's 2057, or email us at inbox@realitycheck.radio. We would love to hear from you, so connect with us today.